Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, the news became official today that UNC will have 13 members of its football team miss some portion of the 2018 season. We knew that this was kind of coming down the pipeline. Inside Carolina reported it a couple weeks ago that UNC self-reported the secondary violations. But now that we actually know who the players are and what the suspensions will be, talk to us about how this might impact the rest of the season and what your overall thoughts were on the situation.
Well, I think the way this works out is that in North Carolina, because three of the players involved are at the defensive end position, the NCAA allowed UNC to stagger those suspensions so that you've got a situation where Malik Carney, for example, and Tamon Fox are not going to be missing the same games. And with both of those guys slated as possible starters, I think that's beneficial for UNC. But when you're talking about still having 11 guys out for California, it becomes an issue just in terms of depth. And so while you may not have starters that are going to be sitting out besides a couple of defensive ends and maybe a Chaz Surratt if he'd have been able to win the quarterback job, you still have some depth issues. So you've got to be careful. You got to stay healthy. But I think North Carolina has enough bodies where they should be able to persevere. And I think that's kind of the key takeaway is you hate to have this happen. But in 2010, most of the guys that missed that LSU game and some subsequent games, they were starters. And so it really hurt what kind of talent you could put on the field. This does not appear to be that type of situation. So it really sounds bad and looks bad, but I don't think it should disrupt what North Carolina should be able to do capability-wise on the field.
Is it good to get finality of the situation as well, just for the team and the coaching staff?
Absolutely. The fact that this is just a player-specific penalty, that's a very beneficial aspect for the Tar Heels.
Thanks for the information, Greg. To get the full scoop on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.